Ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Oh, seamless. God, how good. Martin, good morning.
Hey.
How are ya?
I'm all right. You know, the tail end of something.
Yeah. Hey, look, everyone's sick at the moment, so it's just life, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, as we were discussing off air, it does appear to be the case right now. Record-breaking numbers of unwell people in every social circle.
Lovely.
Yeah. It's the stuff that life's made of, you know? So it's cold. The days are cold. There's not a lot. The sunlight is not that warm. We need something warm.
Yes.
We need some warm music.
Great segue.
We need some really warm music. There's this meme. Have you ever seen the meme where someone is like, they're like, no, I don't know how to parallel park or such and such, but, you know, I know kindness, I know friendship, I know how to hold infinity in an hourglass, eternity in a
I kind of know the meme structure you're talking about.
Yeah, that, you know, that sort of thing, you know, this whole idea of like, okay, well, like, yeah, sure, okay, you've got me. I can't do the practical thing that a functional adult can do, you know, but, you know, look at the warmth of my heart. There's a type of neo-soul, modern neo-soul music, I sort of call it cosmic soul. It generally has this feeling that it's very intimate and very expansive at the same time. And the vocalist or songwriter tends to have the ability to say some quite profound things while also being very comfortable making fun of themselves.
Yes, right.
You know, if you were going to use hackneyed cliches, you'd say this is a, you know, the sort of music that expresses what it means to be human. But the problem with that is, I mean, that sort of thing's extraordinarily vague. I mean, you can apply that to virtually every type of music. And, I mean, let's not even get started about how much of a go-to that is for when authors get asked to write blurbs to go on the back of other authors' books. You know, their writing shows us what it means to be human. I mean, what even does it mean? But, I mean, I do get the sentiment. The sentiment's a bit dead now. I mean, I'm sure it snapped the first time someone said it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. No, I remember one time on television, I remember Dave Dobbins saying it about Marlon Williams, and I was like, oh, this is kind of snaps, but this is going to be dead in the water in about 2 hours.
I've heard that term so many times now, you know.
Well, this is it, you know, some things, some trucks are one truck only. But the person inspiring this absurd monologue is the big data recordings artist Yaya Bey, originally from New York. Very interesting. Her father was an 80s hip-hop artist, Granddaddy IU, of the Queensbridge collective for the Juice Crew, who were one of the first big hip-hop crews during the second wave of recorded hip-hop. You know, you have the first wave, you have the Sugar Hill Gang's Grandmaster Flashes, the Houdinis, the Treacherous Three, like, the era when when the rappers all wore leather pants and cowboy hats and tassels, you know, it's post-disco, it's coming out of Chic, coming out of the Village People, there's a lot of stuff, you know, there's this whole sort of party era where half of it is this really tasteful post-disco tradition coming out of places like the Paradise Garage, and then the other half is just people going, hey, this is the new novelty thing,
make a lot of cash really quickly.
So that's the first, that's like, you know, the first wave of recorded hip-hop. Then you get into the second wave, you know, have people like Run DMC, the Juice Crew. I mean, this is more the aesthetics people think of, like the puffer jackets, the baggy jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the coats, the glasses, the Kangols, all of that. All this stuff sort of formalizing, and the music's moving from Cat in the Hat sort of rhyme schemes to, you know, more complicated flows. The production's gone from people getting studio disco bands to replay old rhythms to guys like Marley Marl from the Juice Crew on the sampler, you know, programming original drum tracks, all of this stuff. So anyway, Yaya's dad's in this whole thing. He's a member of the Juice Crew, famous crew. So she grows up in that, and she grows up to that in the extent that when she was a little kid, her dad started to get her to write choruses for his friend's rap records. You know, the
wow.
The smaller time, lesser known, like rapper's history, you know, my daughter can sing, I should come and do a hook on your record, you know, give something to,
damn, that's so cool.
People to sing along. So she's got this sort of thing. You know, makes her way to Washington, D.C., gets married, does a few solo albums with her husband at the time. But he's more from the tradition of blues and Americana.
Yeah, right, okay.
Which sits in stark refrain to the hip-hop, R&B, disco, club music thing that she was from. By 2019, the marriage ends. She moves back to New York. He's working this, you know, 13 hours a day to day job, spending hours at night trying to make music, not sleeping, wearing herself out. As COVID hits, this EP that she threw together is a bit of a Hail Mary. Medicine Tapes connects her up with Big Data Records stake interest. All of this dovetails together into her breakout record, Remember Your North Star, blend of R&B, lovers rock and hip-hop, you know, mm-hmm. sort of relationship topics, you know, really the sort of choruses that people really love hearing in nightclubs, you know, a little bit naughty, a little bit flirty, a little bit risque.
Totally, yeah.
You know, 4 month tour of Europe, all the good stuff. Then her dad has to go and die. Dad goes and dies, you know, and Martin. I mean, everything. I mean, all this is all, it's important. This is important, though, because this is, you know, an existential shift.
Yeah, yes, suddenly, I'm everything, sure, yeah.
Everything has to be reassessed and gone through, you know, and there's a lot of stuff that has to be taken care of.
Mm.
And I mean, look, I mean, the reality is, you know, being a minor member of the Juice Crew, I mean, pretty cool, like in your 20s, maybe in your early 30s, but you know, later on in life, that sort of thing, yeah, you know, life insurance, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, she had to deal with. All
yeah,
of this,
yeah.
Folds together into the new record, Tenfold. Came out recently. This one's led to, she did a really great NPR Tiny Desk performance recently.
Cool,
you know,
cool.
Touring around, playing shows. Just these really, this music is just steeped in reference. You know, there's a song called I Love You, Frankie Beverly, which is a tribute to Frankie Beverly, who is the leader of the band Maze, which, you know, if you've ever been to a summer cookout in America, you're going to hear a lot of Maze's songs at the cookout.
Right,
know?
Right.
Cookout
okay.
music, stuff like that. You know, political commentary. Like, there's a track about Eric Adams, current New York mayor. You know, he's busy dancing in the club with celebrities while the city's falling apart.
Yes.
Bringing in all these great producers, you know, people like Kareem Riggins from Stone's Throw, Corey Convale, all of the stuff, you know, coming together into this really strong record. And like I said, you know, this is, to me, this sort of, the sound I always think of, this music's very intimate and personal, but expansive, you know, which is why I end up landing on the cosmic hip-hop soul sort of tag. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in these tracks. One that I thought would be quite cool to listen today, Chrysanthemums, which has a bit of a disco soul thing, a little bit psychedelic, soft and gentle. But yeah, there's a lot of range across the record. lot of range across their catalogue. And it's great because this is one of these stories of someone who, you know, came from an interesting background where they're really connected to all of everything they needed.
Yeah.
Life took them in a different direction. You know, things were promising, things didn't work out. They had to turn around and head back to where it all started. And in the process, they found everything they needed to make the records that would really connect to them. Yeah, connect them with listeners, connect with an audience, take them on tour overseas, enable them to really turn it into something. And hopefully this is the first of many.
Yeah, I have to say, great track. Really keen to hear the rest of it. Keen to hear this range. But yeah, thank you, Martin. Fantastically done.
No worries. Thank you, Liam.
What's on today's agenda for you?
Just a bit of, got to catch up on some work, and then in the evening I agreed to take my nephew to this audio-visual light extravaganza inside the Botanic Gardens, you know, nighttime.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Fuzzy light thing, you know, which is exactly the sort of thing kids like, and adults as well.
Yeah,
works
yep.
pretty well for all parties.
We can all unite on that. Oh, that sounds
you know,
lovely.
We can all find common ground. Yeah. So it's all good. It's all good.
Uncle Martin is just...
Big time. Big
such
time,
a legend,
bro.
Doesn't he?
Well, this is just, you know, stages of life. Certain things you end up doing and not doing, you know. That's just part of where it's at for me at the moment. It's just something I'm doing. It's good stuff.
Oh, I wish you were my uncle. Anyway, Martin, I must let you go, but it's a pleasure talking to you. Have a great, great day.
All right, take it easy, Liam.
And that is the legend. That is Mr. Martin Pepperell. Here is a song he was talking about. This is Chrysanthemums by Yaya Bey. Enjoy.
All water is the source of light for everyone.